not away tonight.
Oh,
I
you must excuse me, Master Robert Shallow.
I will not excuse you. You shall not be excused. Excuses shall not be admitted. There is no excuse shall serve. You shall not be excused.
But, Davy, I say.
Yes, sir.
Davy. Let me see, Davy. Let me see. Now, William Cook, bid him come hither. Sir John, you shall not be excused.
Marry, sir, thus, those precepts cannot be served. And again, sir, shall we sow the headland with wheat?
With red wheat, Davy. But for William Cook, have we no young pigeons?
Yes. Sir, here is now the smith's note for shoeing and plow iron.
Well, let it be cast and paid. Sir John, you shall not be excused.
No, sir, a new link to the bucket must needs be had. And, sir, do you mean to stop any of William's wages about the sack he lost the other day at Hinckley Fair?
I shall answer it. For William Cook, some pigeons, Davy, a couple of short-legged hens, some joint of mutton, and some any pretty little tiny kickshaws, tell William Cook.
Doth the man of war stay all night, sir?
Yea, I would use him well, Davy. A friend at court is better than a penny in purse, and for his men, use them well, for they are arrant knaves and will backbite.
No worse than they are backbitten. They have marvellous foul linen.
Well conceited, Davy. About thy business, Davy. Where are you, Sir John? Come. Off with your boots.
Well,
give me your hand, good master.
Are your worship?
Oh, I thank thee from my heart. And welcome, my tall fellow. Come, Sir John.
I'll follow you, Master Robert Shallow. Bardolf, what? Look to our horses. If I were sawed into quantities, I should make 4 dozen of such bearded hermit staves as Master Shallow. It's a wonderful thing to see the semblable coherence of his men's spirits and his. They, by observing of him, do bear themselves like foolish justices. He, by conversing with them, is turned into a justice-like serving man. It's certain that either wise-bearing or ignorant carriage is caught as men take diseases, one of another. Therefore, let men take heed of the company they keep. I will devise matter enough out of this Shallow to keep Prince Harry in continual laughter. You shall see him laugh till his face be like a wet cloak ill laid up.
Sir John.
I come, Master Shallow. I come, Master Shallow.
How doth the king?
Excellent. Well. His cares are now all ended.
I hope. Not dead.
He's walked the way of nature. To our purposes, he lives no more.
I would his majesty had called me with him. The service that I truly did his life hath left me open to all injuries.
Indeed, I think the young king loves you not.
I know he doth not. And to arm myself to welcome the condition of the time, which cannot look more hideously upon me than I have drawn it in my fantasy.
Issue of dead Harry. Whether the living Harry had the temper of either worst of these three gentlemen, how many nobles then might keep their place that must strike sail to spirits of vile sort?
Oh God, I fear all will be overthrown. Good morrow, and God save your majesty.
This new and gorgeous garment, majesty, it's not so easy on me as you think. Brothers, you mix your sadness with some fear. This is the English, not the Turkish court. Not Amurath and Amurath succeeds, but Harry. It be sad, good brothers, for by my faith it very well becomes you. Sorrow so royally in you appears, and I will deeply put the fashion on and wear it in my heart. Why then be sad, but entertain no more of it, good brothers? than a joint burden laid upon us all. For me? By heaven, I bid you be assured. I'll be your father and your brother too. Let me prepare your love. I'll bear your cares. Yet weep that Harry's dead, and so will I. But Harry lives, that shall convert those tears by number into hours of happiness.
We hope no otherwise from your majesty.
You all look strangely on me. And you most. You are, I think, assured I love you not.
I am assured, if I be rightly measured, your majesty hath no just cause to hate me.
No? How might a prince of my great hopes forget so great indignities you laid upon me? What? Rate, rebuke, and roughly sent to prison the immediate heir of England? Was this easy? May this be washed in Lethe and forgotten?
I then did use the person of your father. The image of his power lay then in me, and in the administration of his law, whilst I was busy for the Commonwealth. Your Highness pleased to forget my place, the majesty and power of law and justice, the image of the king whom I presented, and struck me in my very seat of judgment. Whereon, as an offender to your father, I gave bold way to my authority and did commit you. If this were ill done, be you contented wearing now the garland, to have a son set your decrees at naught, to pluck down justice from your awful bench, to trip the course of law, and blunt the sword that guards the peace and safety of your person? Behold yourself, so by a son disdained, and then imagine me taking your part, and in your power soft silencing your son. After this cold considerance, sentence me, and as you are a king, speak in your state what I have done, that misbecame my place, my person, or my liege's sovereignty.
You are right, Justice. And you weigh this well. Therefore still bear the balance and the sword. And I do wish your honors may increase till you do live to see a son of mine offend you and obey you, as I did. So shall I live to speak my father's words. Happy am I that have a man so bold that dares do justice on my proper son. And not less happy having such a son that would deliver up his greatness so into the hands of justice. You did commit me, for which I do commit into your hand the unstained sword that you have used to bear. This remembrance, that you use the same with the like bold, just, and impartial spirit that you have used against me. There is my hand. You shall be as a father to my youth. My voice shall sound as you do prompt mine ear. And I will stoop and humble my intents to your well-practiced, wise directions. And princes, all, leave me, I beseech you. My father is gone wild into his grave, for in his tomb lie my affections. With his spirit, sadly I survive to mock the expectation of the world, to frustrate prophecies, and to raise out rotten opinion who hath writ me down after my seeming. The tide of blood in me hath proudly flowed in vanity. Till now. Now doth it turn and ebb back to the sea, where it shall mingle with the state of floods, and flow henceforth in formal majesty. Now call we our High Court of Parliament. And let us choose such limbs of noble counsel that the great body of our state may go in equal rank with the best governed nation. That war, peace, or both at once may be as things acquainted and familiar to us. In which you, Father, shall have foremost hand.
Our coronation done, we will excite, as I before remembered, all our state. And, God consigning to my good intents, no prince, no peer, shall have just cause to say, God shorten Harry's happy life one day.
God save the king!
John, you shall see my orchard, where in an arbour we release the last year's chicken of my own grotting, and the dish of caraways and so forth. Come, cousin, silence, and then to bed.
For God, you have a goodly dwelling here, and rich.
Baron, 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 beggars all, Sir John. Merry, good air. Well spread, Davy, well spread. Davy, well said, Davy.
This Davy serves you in good uses. He's your serving man and your husband.
He's a good varlet, a good varlet, a good varlet. If it's a good varlet, Sir John. Oh, by the mass, drunk too much sack at supper. A good varlet. Now sit down.
Come.
Now sit down. Come, cousin.
Ah, sirrah, quoth I, we shall do nothing but eat and make good cheer, and praise God for a merry year, with flesh, sheep, and females dear, and lusty lads roam here and there, so merrily, and ever anon so merrily.
Oh, there is a merry heart. Good Master Silence, I'll give you a health for that anon.
David, give Master Bardolph some wine.
Sweet, sir. Set.
Yeah.
I'll be with you anon. Most sweet, sir.
Yeah.
Master Page, good Master Page. Sit. Now, what you want in meat, we'll have in drink.
Yeah.
But you must bear the hearts of...
Master Bardolph, be merry.
Yes.
And my little soldier there, be merry.
Be merry, be merry. My wife has all. The women are shrews, both short and tall. Tis merry in all when beers lack all, and welcome Mary's shrove tide. Be merry, be merry.
I did not think Master Silence would have been a man of this metal.
Please, your worship, there's one pistol come from the court with news.
The court? Let him come in. Ah, now, pistol. Oh.
Sir John, God save you.
What wind blew you hither, pistol?
Not the ill wind that blows no man to good. Sweet knight, thou art thou one of the greatest men in the realm. Sir John, I am thy pistol and thy friend. And the scouter I rode to thee. And tidings do I bring, and lucky joys, and golden times, and happy news of price.
I pray you now deliver them like a man of this world.
Ah! Futra for the world and worldlings base. I speak of Africa and golden joy.
O base Assyrian knight, what is thy news? Let King Cophetua know the truth thereof.
I me your pardon, sir. If, sir, you come from the court with news, I take it there's but two ways, either to utter them or conceal them. I am, sir, under the king in some authority.
Under which king? Bazonian, speak or die.
Under King Harry.
Harry the Fourth or Fifth?
Harry the Fourth.
A Futra for thine office. Sir John, thy tinder lambkin now is King Harry the Fifth, the man. If this is a lie, do this and think me like the bragging Spaniard.
But is the old king dead?
As nail in door. The things I speak are just.
Bardolph. Away, Bardolph.
Saddle my horse.
Master Robert Shallow, choose what office thou wilt in the land. 'Tis thine. Pistol. I will double charge thee with dignity.
On joyful day, I will not take a knighthood for my fortune.
Good news.
Master Robert Shallow, my Lord Shallow, be what thou wilt. I am Fortune's steward. Bargon, get on thy boots. We'll ride all night. Oh, sweet pestle. Gone away, Bardolf. Here, boot, Master Shallow. Here, I know the young king is sick for me. Let us take any man's horses. The laws of England are at my commandment. Blessed are they that have been my friends. And woe to my lord Chief Justice. Stand here by me, Master Robin Shallow. I will make the king do you grace. I will leer upon him as it comes by, and do but mark the countenance it will give me.
God bless thy lungs. Good night.
Come here, pistol. Stand behind me. Oh, I would I'd had time to have made new liveries. I would have bestowed the £1,000 I borrowed of thee. It is no matter. This poor show doth better. This doth infer the zeal I have to see him.
It does, sir.
It shows my earnestness of affection.
It does.
My devotion.
It does.
As it were, to ride day and night, and not to deliberate, not to remember, not to have patience to shift me, but to stand stained with travel, sweating with desire to see him, thinking of nothing else, putting all affairs else into oblivion, as if there were nothing else to be done but to see him. Yes.
Speak to that vain man.
Have you your wit? Know you what 'tis you speak?
My king, my Jove, I speak to thee, my heart.
I know thee not, old man. Fall to thy prayers. How ill white hairs become a fool and jester. I have long dreamt of such a kind of man. So surfeit swelled, so old, and so profane. But being awaked, I do despise my dream. Make less thy body hence, and more thy grace. Leave gormandizing. Know the grave doth gape for thee thrice wider than for other men. Reply not to me with a fool-born jest. Presume not I am the thing I was. For God doth know, so shall the world perceive, that I have turned away my former self. So will I those that kept me company. When thou dost hear I am as I have been, approach me and thou shalt be as thou wast, the tutor and feeder of my riots. Till then I banish thee on pain of death, as I have done the rest of my misleaders, not to come near our person by 10 miles. For competence of life, I will allow you, that lack of means enforce you not to evils. And as we hear you do reform yourselves, we will, according to your strengths and qualities, give you advancement. Be it your charge, my lord, to see perform the tenor of my word. Set on.
Marry,
Sir John, which I beseech you to let me have home with me.
That can hardly be, Master Shallow. Do not you agree that this... I shall be sent for in private to him. Look, he must seem thus to the world. Fear not your advancement. I shall be the man yet that will make you great.
I cannot perceive how... unless you give me your doublet and stuff me up with straw. I beseech you, Sir John, let me have 500 of my 1,000.
Sir, I will be as good as my word. Mr. Jewel, but a colour.
A colour, I fear you will die in soon.
No, fear no colours. Come, go with me to dinner. Lieutenant Pistol, come, Bardolph. I shall be sent forward to him in private at night.
Canister John Forsyth to the fleet. Take all his company along with him.
My lord!
I cannot now speak. I shall hear you soon. Take them away.
People to the way to enter! Fellow make contention!
I like this fair proceeding of the king's. He hath intent his wonted followers shall all be very well provided for, but all are banished till their conversations appear more wise and modest to the world.
And so they are.
The king hath called his parliament, my lord.
He hath.
I will lay odds that ere this year expire, we bear our civil swords and native fire as far as France. I heard a bird so sing, whose music to my thinking pleased the king.